You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Well, we've seen two cracking cards on Sky Sports the last two weekends. Obviously, Warrington last weekend and a brilliant card last night. Let's start with the main event, Peter. What did you make of Josh's stoppage loss?
It's one of them, isn't it? He's got things to work on. He'll just have to keep going. He was a very good opponent who he come up against. You know, I've not seen Avanesi before, but he was very talented. He was a good fighter. I think just that level of experience, you know, he got old Bandera there. It looked like a young kid against a full set man in there. You know, just looked that, you know, that, like I said, he got a bit old man in there when the pressure come on. You know, he didn't cope with it too well, you know, because he was wide open to shots and stuff like that. So he's just one of them. You know, he looked very good early on. The boxing was perfect. They've done everything right. His camp went well. It is what it is. He lost to the better man on the night. And all he can do is brush it off and go again.
If you were in the corner for Josh and, you know, you saw them first couple of opening rounds where he looked razor sharp, what would you have then told Josh Kelly to do?
There's nothing you can tell a fighter to do because you train fighters in the camp, you know. So for me, when he's got his arms down and he's boxing like that, which is perfect, that style's lovely. But as Avanesi was coming in, he should have been picking his hands up. He should have been picking that hand up around, you know, covering up. And also, you know, tying him up and turning him, you know, close range. You know, that needed, if he'd have added them things in his game or probably sparred like that, then that could have made all the difference. Because that shoulder roll and sitting behind the shoulder with your hand there will only last at range. When a fighter comes in and he's closing the range down and he's firing big shots, you ain't gonna roll out and miss them shots by that. You gotta pick your hands up.
Of course, you said it was the first time you'd seen David Avanesi in box. Impressed with what you saw, Peter?
Yeah, I think, you know, probably if he'd have been boxing anybody else, Josh Kelly, he'd have come away with it. But he was relentless. And he was landing quality shots as well. So, you know, it's one of them, really. It's, like I said, the better man won. But Josh Kelly is only 26. He'll come again. Yeah, I don't believe in all that. He can't handle it and all that. It's not the case. He'll come again. It's just having the right structure and being prepared that, you know, people are going to come in. They're going to come past that boxing. Sometimes you've got to know how to protect yourself, but it gets rough in there. And, you know, like I said, and his defence, it just got broke down. His defence got broke down and that's it. There's openings time and time again. And then it's heading one way. But he'll learn from it. And he'll come back. He'll come back from it. They'll pick it up. You know, I'm sure. Like I said, he just come up against a very mature world level fighter.
Yeah, only his 12th professional fight last night, so he's got plenty of time to do that learning. Did you agree with
when you look at the level of experience when you've got somebody who's had 11 or 12 fights against somebody that's had 30 and been in with everybody? That's the difference. You can't really gulf that gap. So I think it was a step, looking at it, step too early. But look, these are the fights you learn from. You know, he can come back and, you know, he's got skills to burn, hasn't he? So I only seen that. That's what I think that's the things they only need to work on, what I'm saying. I don't think anything could be different in the corner or the fight would have went any different. There's nothing anybody can do. You know, the demand's too good for you and you haven't got that proper defence in place. You know, these things are going to happen. But I think if he tweaks them few things going forward, you know, he'll be a phenomenal fighter himself. And, you know, it'll just be a distant memory when he's back on the top in a few years to come.
Did you agree with Adam Booth's decision to throw the towel in at that point?
Yeah. Yeah, Adam Booth's a quality trainer. He knows his job as good as anybody. You know, so it was one of them. He wasn't winning that fight. It was going downhill. And the stoppage was right. There's no point in getting the fighter severely brain damaged, enough was enough.
Peter, did you watch any of the co-main event with Florian Marco beating Rylan Charlton?
Yeah, I was impressed with Marco. I thought he'd done very well. His shots was landing on point. His timing, the distance was there. I thought he had a fantastic display. And you can see the short time he's been working with Clifton Mitchell, the difference. So I phoned Clifton this morning and I congratulated him on the win because it was you could see a massive difference in him. So it was a almost perfect performance from him.
Of course, a man you know very well in Clifton. How much of we saw a change in Florian last night, immediately in one camp, but how much do you think Clifton can improve Florian?
Great deal. I know Clifton for 30 years. Clifton's a very good trainer. There's nothing you can't tell him about boxing. He knows his distances, he knows his feints, he knows all about the relaxing stuff. It's there. You know, he's in good hands with him. You can only see the level of improvements he's made, you know, since he's been with Clifton there. So it's, you can see it's visible. You know, his timing's on point, he's relaxed. It was a very good performance. I thought Charlton needed some credit because he took some stick and just kept coming and coming and coming. You know, so he'll come again as well. I thought it was a very good fight. And Charlton, you know, he'll know what he needs to do. He'll know it's not just about bowling forward and trying to land big power shots. He's got to find his distance. And, you know, once he gets that boxing skill at the back, he can come again as well.
Peter, well, listen, I appreciate your time today. Just before we close off, when can we expect some news on your boy, Huey?
Well, any time. He's looking to be boxing the end of April. He's in training and we're just waiting to hear. So I'm looking forward to discussing who the next opponent's going to be and hopefully he can get in a good fight.
Well, I know Eddie's planning a big pay-per-view card at the end of April, early May, so I'm guessing Huey's going to land on that. We'll find an opponent soon and we'll catch up with you then. But Peter, thanks for talking to IFL TV and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Same to you, Omar. All the best, mate. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.